All right. Welcome back to the Artist Connection podcast. I'm Matt Kasar, and I'm here with my special guest all the way from the UK, Ms. Sharon Clancy. Welcome, Sharon.
Hello.
So you are the singer from the band The Amplifiers.
That's right.
Yeah.
I am.
Why don't you tell me all about the band? How and when did you folks come together? And
We got together at the end of 2005. It was basically a chance encounter in the... the guitarist who I sing with, Steve Rawlinson, he and I had a conversation about music and discovered we got some similar interests. And at the same time, he met David Brunt, who's our bass player. He came round for an eBay sale, actually.
Wow.
And he was buying a bass, I think. I can't remember what it was exactly. It was some chance encounter anyway. And it turned out he was really keen to be in the band, so... And Steve already knew our then drummer, Ted Morris, and so it just sort of came together at that point. And we started jamming around a bit and writing our own material from there.
Wow.
Yeah.
What were some of those common interests that brought you together? What were some of the bands that tied you together?
Well, I think things like Weezer and Blondie and people like that, and the Ramones. So we quite like some of the punkier stuff.
Yeah.
And obviously some of the more recent bands as well. I used to really like PJ Harvey and people like that. So we found we've got quite a lot of interest in common in that kind of area of music.
Yeah, that's great.
Yeah, it was. And David's got a massive CD collection. He's got thousands and thousands of obscure stuff, loads and loads of albums and CDs. So he knows all kinds of different music as well. So it was interesting.
It is. So how long did it take for you to get something together and actually start playing out? And the original, you said you started writing original songs too.
Yeah, within a few months we started. We were kind of brave because we decided we'd go out there and perform just locally initially, and so we did a few gigs in some local pubs, and we were very loud. I seem to remember too loud.
Yeah,
because we didn't really get it right to begin with, I don't think. But it was great fun, and then we realised that we enjoyed it particularly. It was really exciting, good fun to do. So, and yeah, I'd never really sung in that particular style before, so it was a real experience for me. I had to learn to present myself in a really different kind of way. So it was a huge learning curve for me.
So you had that in you. You just wanted to, this was your outlet to express.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, I've sung for years. I mean, my dad and my brother are both musicians, so... And we sang together for years, and you know, not particularly in public so much. But my brother and I started to do a bit. We did quite a lot together in the 90s. We had a residency in Nottingham for a while, and we were called the Bogus Jazz Quartet because there were three of us. That was the joke. So we did that for a while, and it was jazzy, bluesy stuff basically. Quite acoustic based. My brother's a really excellent acoustic player. He's a really superb musician. So we just did that for a while, and then this was an opportunity for me to do much rockier stuff, basically. So it was a real experience. I loved it. I've always been drawn to that kind of music, but I've never sung it before.
Yeah.
So
Your father's a musician as well. What does he do?
He's a guitarist as well, though he doesn't play much anymore. But he's a really great singer, my dad. That's his asset, really, his voice. So he sang for years all over. And he played in the States when he was younger, and he played. His band were really quite big at the end of the 50s and early 60s.
Huh.
Yeah, because they went on tour with Bill Haley and the Comets.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, so, but they had a really unfortunate accident. They'd just been offered an opportunity to go and play in Hamburg, and they were in a van. They had a really bad accident, and the drummer was killed.
Oh.
My dad had his hand mangled, though he got it back, actually, but he had it badly mangled. So it was they picked up a hitchhiker, and he died.
Oh.
So it was pretty grim, and that put an end to that, really. So he carried on playing, but I think, you know, the soul of it went out for him, really.